For the second time this week, we participate in the Lord's Passion, first having done so on Palm Sunday, and now today, Good Friday. It almost seems as if it's a contradiction to call this day Good Friday and then we read and participate in the Passion of the Lord, which, if we are meditating on this Passion, we realize that the crucifixion of Jesus is also our faults, everyone's, without exception. And yet, it's Good Friday. Not because of us, that's for sure, but because of Jesus, obedient to the very end, to the will of the Father. He submitted himself, the one who is sinless, he submitted himself to the most humiliating, truly humiliating, torture and death. Not because he had to, but because he wanted to willingly do this, because it is the will of the Father and his will that we be saved. Think about that. My sins, your sins, the sins of every single human being from Adam and Eve brought this on. And yet, we did not get what we deserved. We got divine mercy. And from the person and only person who could give us that mercy, there isn't the need to go on and on in a sermon about the Passion of the Lord. Each of the evangelists describes it in his own way and with great clarity. There aren't hidden meanings. It's all about how much we truly are loved. And it's all about what is really important in our lives, saving our souls. It's not about money, it's not about fame, it's not about prestige, it's not about power. It's about our salvation. And it's been accomplished. For us, it's a matter of believing that. And in believing it, to live a life that reflects that to others. We have been saved. Does that really make a difference in our lives? It should. In fact, it must. The last words Jesus utters in his earthly life, "It is finished." We should never forget that. He did for us what none of us could ever, ever do for ourselves. Let us be grateful.